The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
When I started this social media journey, right, I didn't know enough to really think about engagement, to be honest. And to be honest, I'm kind of glad I didn't. And I know that sounds funny because I look at even our time now of how much time do I spend thinking about, looking at, analyzing, and working toward engagement of things we post on social media versus what the only thing I used to focus on, right? And so before I'd read one article, and I swear to you, this is the truth. Before I had read one article on engagement or listened to one expert spew about algorithms or engagement or any of that kind of stuff, we had already made $15 million in the space and online. Now, not 100% online, but a lot of it online, right? If I didn't focus on engagement, if I didn't focus on algorithm, then what did I focus on? Guys, I focused on conversations. I focused on sales. I focused on how to connect with people. So if I only had five, and right now, yes, we get way more engagement than we used to, no question, no doubt. But guys, when I was getting five people commenting on my stuff, I reached out to each of those people and saw if they were open to my product, service, or opportunity. So we were making lots and lots and lots of money before we were getting much engagement. And it really wasn't until like the last year that I'm like, you know, I should probably learn some engagement stuff. I should probably learn some algorithm stuff. And so we have, and it's a good idea. It is good. But it's made me realize something. It's made me realize how much more freaking time it takes to master the algorithm and the, you know, what it takes, the kung fu battle of you know, engagement. The kung fu battle of engagement and algorithm is so much more complex than just making sales. It's so much more complex. It's so much harder. It's so much harder to be a focuser of algorithm and engagement than it is to focus on speaking to human beings to see if they're open to your product, service, or opportunity. So much harder, so much more time. And so I realized that in looking at, okay, how did we handle, you know, I look back at us and how ignorant we were up until like even last year, right? How ignorant we were about engagement and how little we cared about engagement to how we are now and how much time is dedicated to the algorithm, right? And so it's a good idea, right? It is a good idea for you to get more comments, get more engagement, get more blah, 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 get all of that cool stuff. But let me tell you, it doesn't pay the effing bills. See, I control myself. I'm mastering control, man. I'm mastering control. I know people that aren't making a damn cent and they spend hours a week working on the algorithm, right? They're like an engineer with their little abacus, right? If I post at 2:15 p.m. and then I comment on the first one at 2:11, right? Right? I got so many people that aren't making a damn dime, that are having no conversations, that aren't selling anything on social media. They're so up in arms about making sure we get engagement. Guys, engagement is a good idea. Understanding the algorithm is a good idea. Time management, So here's algorithm, here's engagement. Time management is right about here, all right? Time management is about 400,000 blocks higher in importance than frickin' algorithm and engagement. So you can be a really engaged poor person, you can be a super algorithm, no rank. You gotta focus on conversations, guys. And I see so many people that they're getting their third, I'm getting my third course on algorithm, bros, and I'm really bumping it up, man. But they're not having any conversations. They're not speaking to human beings and saying, hey, you open to my product or not? Guys, you gotta manage your time. If you're coming on social media and you're spending all the time on algorithm and all this stuff, right? I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but what is a bad idea is if you ain't making money, then algorithm is down there somewhere. Connecting with human beings is way the hell up here. You gotta stop spending so much time on stuff that doesn't make you money. Doesn't make you money. Now, if you're an engager, if someone comments and you engage on them, guess what? I'm gonna tell you a little secret. You actually can't get too much engagement. Because if you do, you won't have enough time. If you do this business properly and you're doing this part-time, then you're reaching out to every person that sniffs their way at your picture on Facebook. Someone sniffs in the general direction, right? You're like, someone just sniffed my picture, bro. Hey, what's up? Thanks for sniffing my picture, man. Hey, I'm just curious. You know, I don't know if it may not be up your, you know, tree. It may not be the right kind of deal, but hey, you open to take a look at what it is that I'm doing. People sniff in your direction. So if that's the case, then how much engagement can you actually handle? Can you handle 100 likes? Can you handle 100 comments? If you're doing this business the proper way and you're connecting with each person that sniffs in your general direction, right? Then you're gonna be pretty damn busy. And if you're part-time, you probably can't handle it. If you're part-time, you could probably handle about 20 people commenting on your stuff. That's probably about what you can handle. But see, so many people are like, I gotta build my engagement muscles, man. How much you making, bro? I got 250 likes. What's the currency conversion? I don't know. Do I go to the airport and do I turn those in? And what is it? Is it better than the dollar? Where is it in the currency conversion? Is it you know the peso? Like, is it at least a peso, man? Tell me it's at least a peso. It's not even a peso. Your likes, your comments aren't even pesos. But people are spending 2 hours a day collecting non-pesos. Step it up, man. You got 2 hours a day. How many people are you asking if they're open to your product, your service, your opportunity? Or are you just in engagement land? You got a whole bunch of rings because you're so engaged. Congrats. You're not making any money. You're no rank engaged, though. You engage, my friends. Guys, I'm not saying it's a bad idea to learn engagement, to learn algorithm, to learn all of that stuff that is extremely time-consuming, that is extremely complex. And oh, by the way, next week it's going to change. Instead of just do that, I'm not saying not to learn it. Learn that stuff. Learn the, you know, the algebra, the trigonometry. Learn that cool stuff, man. And then you get more likes on your family boating trip. Awesome. While you're doing that, I just beg you, if you want to make actual money and things that are even better than pesos, right, then reach out to human beings on the few people that do comment on your stuff. Oh, I know people that are masters of engagement. Ask them a question. They'll say, 3:47 is the best time. Next question. How long for a Facebook Live? 11 minutes, 48. Next question. I know masters of engagement don't make much money. Money is in the hands of the people that are on social media. You got to open your mouth and see if they're open to your product, your service, your opportunity. And that's how you get some. That's how you get some. There's no currency conversion for likes and comments. Doesn't exist. Can't turn them into the bank. Can't go to the airport and say, yes, I'd like to turn in some of these. You know, you got a big bag of comments. I got a big bag of likes. Here's some loves even. Here's 14 ha-has. What does that equate to? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Unless you're reaching out to the people to see if they're open to your product, your service, your opportunity. And so build rapport if you'd like. Take 6 months if you'd like. If you want to follow the traditional kind of path, whatever, man. Send them brownies. Go to their baseball games. Root for them. Get a hat that says their name on it. Right? Do all that kind of stuff if you want. Or get to the point. Whatever. But at the end of the day, your money and your rank in your company is equivalent to how many human beings are you asking, are they open to purchasing your product, your service, or joining your opportunity, period. So engage, not engage. You show me somebody that gets 4 comments a day but reaches out to every single one of them, and I'll show you someone who's probably making money. You show me someone's getting 100,000 comments a day, reaches out to none of them, they're probably not making any money. And so prioritize, my friends. Learn the algorithm. Get smart. Put on the engineer cap. Wear a railroad, station, whatever. I don't know what the hell I'm saying, right? Learn that stuff. But don't sacrifice all your time on that stuff. Reach out to human beings, guys. And so I hope this was helpful to you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.